online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent. At one, here's Lucy Hickmott.
A murder investigation's underway after a man died in a shooting in Folkestone. Emergency services were called to the Red Cow pub in Ford Road yesterday morning. 58-year-old landlord Joe Daniels was pronounced dead at the scene. A gun was also found in the property. KMFM's been told antisocial behaviour has got worse in part of Medway because of people who've moved to the area. Residents in Gillingham say they fear a gang culture in the town following the recent death of a teenager who was stabbed. Police stats show a third of crimes in the town are violent or sexual offences. This teenager, who doesn't want to be identified, says it is a problem.
The reason why it's getting worse is because the people who are doing the crimes and committing them are actually not from Medway. They moved here. They're not from here. They live in London, and they lived in London for a long time, and they've come here and got friends and formed a little group, but they're originally not from this area.
Officers and the town's MP insist work is being done to tackle antisocial behaviour. You can watch a special report on KMTV tonight at 5:30. A 20-year-old man has died and another's been injured following a crash in Dartford. A van's thought to have hit a crash barrier before rolling on the London-bound A2 slip road for the M25. It happened at about 10 last night. One person's been arrested.
KMFM News.
There's a warning: the UK is on course for the longest fall in living standards since records began in the 1950s following yesterday's budget. A report from the Resolution Foundation says households' disposable incomes are likely to drop until 2020. The Chancellor, Philip Hammond, has defended his plans, and Theresa May insists they will make Britain ready for what's ahead.
That's about ensuring that this country can embrace change. It's about ensuring that the country will meet challenges head on, but also seize future opportunities. And this was a budget that was just about investing for the future.
Two men arrested on suspicion of murder after the body of a man was found at a flat in Maidstone have been released while investigations continue. The discovery was made at a property in Woodford Road in Barming on Tuesday night. A woman remains in custody. Police investigating an attempted burglary in Capel Laferne have released a computer-generated image of a man they want to speak to. A man in his 80s was injured last week when men in balaclavas tried to force their way through his front door into his house. We've tweeted the picture at KMFM News.
This is KMFM.
A little girl from Deal who has a form of cerebral palsy is hoping her Christmas wish will be granted to be able to walk. Ellis Barr often needs help to get around, but has been told she's eligible for pioneering surgery. The five-year-old's family are now trying to raise the £65,000 needed for the operation and rehabilitation. Her dad, Joe, says it would really change her life.
She still likes to play as much as any other little five-year-old girl. But obviously there are limitations to what play she can do, which does impact on her time with her brother.
Money raised at this year's Boxing Day dip in the town will go towards Ellis's appeal. And fundraising started to try and bring a bit of festive cheer to Margate after it was revealed the town square wouldn't be getting a Christmas tree this year. A crowdfunding page has been set up to raise the £2,000 needed for the tree and lights in Cecil Square. The council stopped forking out for decorations a few years ago to save money.
Sport.
With dynoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
England's cricketers are 196 for four after day one of their opening Ashes test with Australia in Brisbane. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, Alistair Cook was out in the third over, but 83 from James Vince and a Mark Stoneman 50 put England on top. Captain Joe Root only managed 15. David Malan and Moeen Ali then reached the close of play. Vince was playing in his first international for more than a year. He says England had a solid day.
Conditions perhaps a bit different to what we expected. Wasn't a huge amount of pace in it at the start of the day. Came onto the bat a bit better as the day went on. They bowled pretty well, didn't give us a huge amount. I think the morning's crucial for us. If we can get through the first hour, edge our way towards a big score.
In rugby, England have made 9 changes for their final Autumn Rugby Union International against Samoa on Saturday. Captain Dylan Hartley's on the bench, so hooker Jamie George ends his record run of making substitute appearances without ever starting at 19 games. Vice-captain Owen Farrell drops out of the squad entirely after helping England beat Australia last weekend. And in football, England women's defender Casey Stoney's out of their upcoming World Cup qualifiers because of a calf injury. She's replaced in the squad by uncapped Everton player Gabby George.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.